Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy.
Yes, the world will bow down.
every man will bow down and say you are King. So let's start right now. Why would we I just want you.
With me and me, help Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There is something about that name. Hallelujah. We bless his name. We praise his name. We worship him in the beauty of his holiness. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace, hallelujah, be multiplied unto you from our Father, our God, our Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We bless God this morning. We praise him. We worship him in the beauty of his holiness. He is worthy of praises and worthy of glory and honor. I just want you to begin to praise him wherever you are this morning. Just open your mouth and praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He wants to hear your voice. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you. Father, we thank you. Father, we adore you. Father, we worship you. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We exalt your name, Jesus. We bless your name. We magnify you, O God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you, Lord, that as we slept through the night, you kept watch over us, O God. We thank you, O God, for your goodness. We thank you, O God, for your grace. We thank you, O God, for your faithfulness. We thank you, O God, for all your promises are yes and amen. We thank you, O God, for the breath that we breathe that is yours, O God. We thank you, O God. We bless your name, O God. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for the cross. Thank you, Lord, for you sent Jesus, O God, to reconcile us back to you. We thank you for the sacrifice that he made on the cross to set us free. Hallelujah, so that we can no more be servants, slaves, or to the enemy. But Lord, we are now, O God, your sons and daughters. Hallelujah, sons and daughters of the King of Kings. Hallelujah, servants of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You brought us out of darkness into your marvelous light. And we thank you that for choosing us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for rescuing our souls in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We could have been dead so many times and dead in our sin and trespasses when we were in the kingdom of darkness, when we were doing what we wanted to do. But God, hallelujah, you save us. You redeem us. We thank you, Almighty God. We thank you for sending the Holy Ghost who move in our spirit. We thank you for the Spirit, Holy Spirit convicting us. And we thank you that we have come into your kingdom. Hallelujah. And so now we can call you Abba, Father. Oh, we bless your name. We thank you that we are heirs of your kingdom, oh God. We thank you that we join heirs with Jesus Christ. Oh, we thank you that we're sitting with you, Almighty God, in heavenly places. We thank you, Jesus, our Redeemer. We thank you for redeeming us. Hallelujah. We thank you for the price you paid on the cross. We bless your name. name. We thank you for salvation. We thank you because without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. But Jesus, you did it once and for all. Hallelujah. Because of your blood, we can now enter into the holiest of holies. We can come now into the throne of grace. Hallelujah. The veil is torn now, oh God. And we thank you for giving us access. Because of Jesus Christ, we have access, hallelujah, to our Father. Jesus, you are the way. Hallelujah. You are the truth and you are the life. And no man can come to God but through you. So, Father, Almighty God, we thank you for sending your only begotten Son to redeem us. We thank you, Lord, for the resurrection power that is in Jesus Christ. It's the same resurrection power that you have given to us. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, we thank you. We bless your name, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We praise your name. We worship you. We thank you for our children. We thank you for our spouses. We thank you for grandchildren. Oh, God, we thank you for siblings and nieces and nephews. We say thank you for each and every one under the sound of my voice, the intercessors. We thank you, oh, God. We bless you, oh, God. We praise you. Lord, you are our provider. We thank you for provision, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for blessing us exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can think of or ask of. We thank you. We thank you that you are our shepherd. We shall have no want, O God. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for leading us in green pastures. We thank you, Lord, for valley experiences when you were right there with us. Hallelujah, when you protected us. We thank you, Lord, that you're right now, you're protecting us. Hallelujah, we thank you for your holy angels in the name of Jesus ministering to us, doing your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus, warring on our behalf. We thank you for each, Father God, one of us. You have appointed angels, legion of angels, in the name of Jesus to do your biddings, to guide and protect us, do your biddings and war on our behalf. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you, Lord, that the angels are walking with us. They are holy angels, are right here with us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for fresh oil. We thank you, Lord, for fresh anointing. Not the anointing from yesterday, but you, oh God, your mercy and your anointing, oh God, is fresh, 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 oh God. So we thank you for the fresh oil, the anointing for today, oh God, for Lord, will empower us. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we walk by faith and we don't walk by sight. We thank you for leading us into green pastures. We thank you, Lord, for the still water that we can drink, oh God, from that still water in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for making us lie. Times we do not want to rest. But so, Lord, you make us rest. And now, oh God, you make us rest in green pastures. Thank you that we drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Thank you, Lord. You are the oasis in the desert, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you that in the desert you have oasis. In the desert you have shades of palm trees. Oh God, in the desert you feed us, you lead us, you guide us, you protect us. In the desert you release fresh manna every day. In the desert we thank We praise you, God. We worship you. Oh, God, we thank you. Hallelujah, for canceling every plan of the enemy against our lives, our destiny, against your plan and purpose for our lives. We thank you for canceling it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for the authority that you gave us, hallelujah, to step on and destroy scorpions and demons in your name. And so, Jesus, this very morning, in the name of Jesus, we destroy every work of darkness in our lives, seen and unseen, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we utterly destroy every plan of the enemy, every satanic agenda against our lives, against God's plans and purpose for our lives. In the name of Jesus, we crush the hand of the enemy in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we possess whatever you have in store for us, whatever the enemy has stolen, we take it back in the name of Jesus. We take it back, not by might or power, but by your spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, we just want to tell you a simple thank you and to praise you. Hallelujah. The psalmist says, a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, hallelujah, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Lord, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And Lord, we ask you for your mercy. We ask you, Lord, to forgive us of all our sins. In the name of Jesus, Father God, in thoughts, in words, in deed, O God, forgive us, O God. We cry out for mercy this morning. Your mercy anew every morning. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Have mercy, O God, upon our grandchildren. Have mercy, mercy for our siblings, O God. Mercy for each and every one of us this morning. Under the sound of our voice, mercy, O God, for the intercessors and their families. Mercy, O God. Mercy, mercy, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father God, we release the blood of Jesus to wash away our sins. We release the blood of Jesus to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, the blood of Jesus. Oh God, we apply the blood of Jesus to our lives, to our children's lives, to our grandchildren's lives. In the name of Jesus, we apply the blood of Jesus to our spouses' lives. In the name of Jesus, oh God, the blood of Jesus released. Oh God, the blood of Jesus into this service. Release the blood of Jesus on the radio, the blood of Jesus on the prayer line, the blood of Jesus in our dwelling places, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. We cover our children in the blood, our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. We cover ourselves in the blood of Jesus. Release the blood in this service. Release the blood on the airwaves, the cyberspace, the network. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, every cell in our bodies, we soak in the blood of Jesus. Every tissue in our bodies, we soak in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, every tissue, every organ in our body, every system in our bodies, the blood of Jesus to flush out every sickness and disease, whether they're hidden or known. Let the blood bring healing to our bodies in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus to rid our bodies of toxins in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Oh God, the blood of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for the blood. We apply the blood of Jesus to the work of our hands. In the name of Jesus, to our jobs, our offices, wherever we are, the blood of Jesus, let it be a shield of protection around each and every one of us, a shield of protection around our spouses, around our children and grandchildren. The blood of Jesus be a shield of protection, oh God, around our siblings and our nieces and nephews, oh God, in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus on all our possessions, the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we thank you, oh God, for your blood, your redeeming blood. Strengthen us, oh God. Empower us, oh God. Heal us, oh God. Oh God, we pray for complete and total restoration. In the name of God, we ask you to refresh us in your spirit, in our spirit. Let the Holy Ghost refresh us. In the name of Jesus. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. In the name of Jesus, Father, strengthen us. Hear God, breathe on us, O God. In the name of Jesus, strengthen our children. Strengthen our grandchildren. Strengthen our spouses. Strengthen us, O God. Strengthen our siblings, our nieces and nephews, O God. In the name of Jesus, I decree, declare, and prophesy. No weapon fashioned against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned, because we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And so, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for defending us. We thank you for warring for us. We thank you, Lord, for victory in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God. We thank you. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord, that we are hungry and thirsty after your righteousness. And, Lord, we ask you to fill us up in the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, move in every area of our lives. Let the light of God begin to shine. Holy Spirit, teach us. Holy Spirit, lead us. Holy Spirit, guide us. Oh, Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us into all truth. Holy Spirit, we are dependent on you. Oh, Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. The living God, fall fresh on us. And so, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Help us, oh God. Empower us, oh God. Bless the work of our hands. In the name of Jesus, Father, you daily load us with benefits according to from Psalm 68, verse 19. Daily load us with your benefits in the name of Jesus. Lord, we appreciate you. You will never leave us nor forsake us. So, Lord, we thank you for your constant love. Oh, God, we thank you. We bless your name. In the name of Jesus, we pray and praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 24, verse 7. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. But who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. So, Father, we thank you for open heavens this morning. We thank you, O God, for opening the heavens, bringing us to the month of February, the second month in the year. Lord, we do not take that for granted. Some started January 1st. And they're not here. So we are grateful, oh God, that the gates of the month of February has been opened, oh God, for us, oh God. Father God, we thank you for the portal of heaven open, oh God. The portal of heaven that we can speak to God directly. In the name of Jesus, that we walk under open heaven. Hallelujah, the presence of the Lord is with us. We thank you, Lord, that we will never lack. We thank you for provision in the name of Jesus. We bless you. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, for the King of glory is coming. Who is this King of glory? The Lord God Almighty. He is the King of glory. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are in Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace. From God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us under the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise and glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. Hallelujah. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be the praise of his glory, who trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after ye believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all of the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you, may give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us ward who believe according to his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And having put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Ephesians 1 is loaded. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, for this word. Spirit of the living God, turn it from a locus to a rhema word. Move upon this word this morning and let there be light. Open our eyes of understanding. Take us deeper as we plunge deeper into the word, O God. Spirit of the living God, behind the cross, in the name of Jesus, I decree, Holy Spirit, move in our lives, move in this service. Move upon these words, O God, in the name of Jesus. Open our eyes of revelation and understanding and application in the name of Jesus. We shall know the truth, and the truth will set us free. Our identity in Christ is totally loaded. If you take your time, just today or this week, I want you to read this scripture. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul talking to the saints in Ephesus. Hallelujah. Verse 3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all the blessings in heavenly places. Hallelujah. God has blessed us with spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Hallelujah. We've been talking about joint heirs and heirs with Jesus Christ. We've been talking about our identity in Christ, that because of lack of knowledge, when we do not know who we are, the enemy will take advantage of us. Don't take that lightly. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So don't take it lightly. Hallelujah. We ask God to open our hearts to receive what he's speaking to us this morning. Hallelujah. We see that in the verse 4, what is God saying? According as he has chosen us. I said it yesterday. You are a chosen generation. 1 Peter 2:9. God chose us even before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before him in love. Before he even created us, his plan had already come into action. That's why he created the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. God created the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. He had everything set up for us. If you look at Genesis, you see that creation is in full force. He's creating and he's speaking. Hallelujah. And we come in Genesis 1, 28, let us make man image and likeness. So God has already done these things even before the foundation, before he laid the foundation. We were in his plan. We just didn't just pop up. God had a detailed plan for man. Hallelujah. And God has a detailed plan for you as an individual. Hallelujah. God has a detailed plan for your children. God has a detailed plan for your ministry. God has a detailed plan for your spouse. God is detailed. Hallelujah. That he will not bring you here with other plans. You look at his detail and he will bring everything that he has placed in us will surely come to pass. It's a sad thing. It's a very sad. It always hurts my heart when people leave this earth without finishing plans that God, or even walking in the plans that God has made for us. We're not just here to marry, cohabit, and have children. He chose us for a purpose. Hallelujah. He chose us for a purpose. He set everything in place for a purpose, for his kingdom come on earth. So earth could be an extension of the kingdom of God. And what is done in heaven is done in earth. That's what God's plans were. And we each play an important part in that plan. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So you did not come here empty-handed. He placed something in you. Hallelujah. His word, hallelujah, is in you to fulfill his plan and purpose. And sometimes we see that people will, babies will pass away early, and we wonder why, because they've finished their purpose. If it's not evil that takes those babies, but the ones, there are certain people, they just came for one day and they're gone back and they fulfill their purpose. Then there are some that stay over 100 years, 40 years, 20 years, whatever it is. What I always say, that we must fulfill the purpose God has for us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because he chose us to do his will. He chose us for his kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. He chose us to commune with us, to fellowship with us. Hallelujah. We didn't just for nothing. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. God chose us, and not only did he choose us, he ordained us. That's the same thing he did when he made Adam and Eve, how he created, and he blessed them. So every purpose, everything that God wants us to fulfill, we have been blessed. We have that anointing and the power to fulfill what he calls us to fulfill in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He just didn't say, go and do things. You have his DNA. He puts something in you to fulfill your purpose, to fulfill your destiny. Something in me to fulfill. And I'm not going to keep you long, but we're talking about Joseph. Sometimes when I think about some of the things, go back over your life. And you know that you never should have made it. Hallelujah. But God, why do you think God saved you? Why do you think you didn't have that accident? Why do you think when you ate poisonous food that nothing happened to you? Hallelujah. Because God wants you to fulfill your purpose, your destiny. Hallelujah. That's why we have to be, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. When you think about your children, your grandchildren, hallelujah, and you look when their lives, God came, they have purpose, they have a destiny also. Hallelujah. Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He doesn't want it. Us to fulfill our purpose and destiny. And so therefore he puts distraction in our way so we can focus on things that are less important instead of focusing on Jesus Christ. As I always say, we go, sometimes you see people buy the best outfits to go to funerals, and they go from one funeral to the next funeral. They are funeral. They're so obsessed with funerals. Why? Because they want some people, not all, to show off clothes and different things. So they'll find they don't even know some of these people, and they go to that person's funeral. But the thing, the pastor will preach a great sermon at funerals. But sometimes the people that are there, their eyes and their hearts are not open. So it's just, it becomes like a routine. Hallelujah. And now sometimes the person that laying in that casket, they did not even finish their destiny, or they did finish their destiny. So people walk away without being convicted by the Holy Spirit because they shut the voice of the Holy Spirit. They don't want to listen to that. It can be your time. We cry sometimes. People cry because sometimes I would cry because that person has not received, that has not fulfilled their purpose or destiny. How do you know it? Because you know the life they live. So we praise God is a merciful God. I pray that some of these people that the Lord spoke to their heart before they took their last breath. We don't take this thing for granted. When God chose us, he chose us for a purpose, not to just be here. No, he's not idle. God don't like idleness. He's purposeful in the name of Jesus. It's a sad thing to go back to him and you have not finished what he sent you to finish. Hallelujah. Because you all over the place and not focused. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about the world. I'm talking about people in the body of Christ. I'm talking about right in the body of Christ. Church is a routine. We read the Bible. We don't understand it because we don't seek to have that knowledge. We don't ask the Holy Spirit to help us. We want to do it our way. That's why we have so many issues and problems, because we instead of doing it God's way, we want to do it our will. We are here to fulfill the will of God in the name of Jesus. That's why he said, ask and it shall be given, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Hallelujah. When you ask God, you ask according to his will, plan, and purpose. When you walk with God, hallelujah, that fruit that he has placed will remain. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. You walk in his power. You walk in his anointing. You can lay hands on yourself when you're sick. You, when you read your Bible, you learn to study who God is, learn to know him and the power of his resurrection. Have that hunger and thirst after him to learn and know of him, to have a relationship with him. Sometimes God will allow us to go through some stumbling blocks, because if we don't go through the stumbling blocks, we will never take him seriously. We'll take it for granted. So sometimes he allows these things to happen so that we will come closer to him, that his kingdom will come on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. That's why we have the Great Commission. Hallelujah. You can't go and win souls for Christ when you don't even know who Christ is. It's just a motion. You just repeat those words at the altar. You can't just repeat the words and you don't study and learn of him and spend time and communicate with him, grow in him, receive, let his promises be activated. But when you read the word, if you sit in heavenly places, you think about, I'm sitting in heavenly places. Hallelujah. So the Bible says he's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Think about it. Are we in those heavenly places? When you're in the heavenly places, you receive all spiritual blessings. You have to receive things by the Spirit before it be manifested in the physical. But why we don't receive it? Because we are not hungry and thirsty to know more of him. The more you know him, the more you will love him. The more you know him, you get to know him. You will see doors just swung open, open heavens and different things. To know you more, know him, you will not be afraid when you walk through the valley of the shadow of death. The more you more, you know him, you want to have that intimate relationship with him. You want to be reconciled. You want to know what's on his heart concerning you, your life, and destiny. He chose you. But you can stay complacent where you are, or you can grow in Christ. Father, we thank you this morning. We bless you for your word. Lord, we want to know you more and more. The deer panteth after the water, so our souls panteth after you. We desire to know you more and more. Oh God, help us, Holy Spirit. Put that hunger in our hearts more about God, to come into closest intimacy with him, in the name of Jesus. Lord, forgive us for wasting time on foolishness and not keeping our focus on you. And so, Lord, as we enter this month of February, Lord, that we'll hunger and thirst after righteousness and be filled, that we'll be empowered by your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus, that we'll heed to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for redeeming our time. Thank you for your grace and thank you for your mercy. In the name of Jesus, we will not take these things for granted. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, ever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. For the month of February, look at Ephesians 1 and let us break it down together. And while you're breaking it down, you will be understanding your identity in Christ, that you're a chosen generation, your royal priesthood, your holy nation, your peculiar people, person. God has called us out of darkness into his marvelous royal priesthood. Hallelujah. Thank you.